Hagenmeyer, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
Congratulations on achieving your first year as an American family living in Brisbane.
Yay! We made it.
You made it to there. You were doing all right after about 6 months. That was the last time we spoke to you. I think you've actually had a ball, haven't you, really?
Oh, it has been such a pleasure. It really has. It's been great.
We talked about the ups, we talked about the downs, but you've made it to the first year mark. It was always, I think, a two-year plan. Is that still right?
That's right.
So one down, one to go.
Yes.
And I've asked you to come up with some tips for people following in your footsteps, because who knows, maybe today there's an American family arriving in Brisbane for the two-year experience that you're halfway through. So what are the things that you would say to other families moving to Brisbane?
Well, I would say that they should definitely be a pro at taking four-minute showers and other water-saving techniques. And if they can't do that, they should make sure they bring their own desalination plant.
Okay, very good.
And they should sharpen up their map reading skills, and because Brisbane is a challenge to get around in, but okay. Use your wrong turns as new adventures.
That's true, yes, okay.
They should know the local slang terms like Arvo and Duna and Brecky and Ute and Esky and all those. And they should have a huge sense of humor and adventure, and if you're brave enough, give Vegemite a go.
Yeah, has it won you over yet?
No.
No.
I have tried it, though. I have given it a good try.
Yeah.
I'm a light coat on a piece of toast. You know, I'm giving it a try.
I think that's the secret. I've been here 28 years and I still can't stomach the stuff. But apparently I lay it on too thick. Apparently you're just supposed to put a little bit on.
That's right. And I have to tell you, I cheat a little bit and put honey over the top.
Just don't worry with the Vegemite. Just put the honey on then. You know,
yeah,
you don't have to have Vegemite to live here.
That's right.
Have you run out yet? I know that it wasn't revealed on the first day here, but okay. It didn't take too long to find out that your husband, Mark, had brought some tins of, what do you call it, chili, essentially chili mince.
In a sense, yeah. It's basically a tomato sauce-based, tomato sauce-based sauce with mince in it with other spices and things, and you eat it over cooked spaghetti noodles with cheese on top of other things. And no, he hasn't run out yet, but a little bird has told me that there might be another little shipment coming his way.
Ah,
to stock his coffers.
That's good. Now, the fact that he hasn't run out, does that mean that he just brought a heck of a lot of it, or he's weaning himself off it?
No, it's more, it's a very safely guarded stock, and it only gets tapped into at the key points.
All right, when he needs some comfort food.
Yeah, that's right.
Is there a use-by date on this stuff?
Let's not even go there.
No, okay. Now, you had your mum here up until, was it this week or last week? She just went home.
Yeah, she just left on Tuesday, and it was so enjoyable to show her around our new home and our new country, and we really ran her ragged.
Have you had other people come and stay?
We did. About the middle of June, we had a family of three come and stay with us for about 4 days, and then when they left, a few days later was when my mother and our two friends arrived. So we've been pretty much a boarding house since about June 19th, actually.
Right. So you finally got the house back to yourself?
Yeah, but that's all right.
Yeah. And if you could say one goal now for the next 12 months, something, because I know you've traveled all over the place. You've done the reef and you've done Sydney. You've really done well to get all over the shop. But one thing that you really still need to do or want to do?
Oh, I really want to get to Melbourne and do the Great Ocean Road, and maybe even who knows what else. I haven't started to make that list yet. I'm still enjoying the pictures and blogging from our last travels. So.
Well, still plenty of time.
Yeah.
Plenty of time. All right, well, congratulations on the anniversary of living here in Brisbane.
Okay.
You get to go through everything again now, the Ekka and River Fire and all those things.
That's right. And one last tip for everybody who's coming here. Get to listen to 612 House on the Breakfast Show.
All right. Thanks, Laurie.
612 ABC Brisbane.
I like that there's no advertising.